Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerome Walton. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hector Villanueva. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Hammond. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Chris Hammond. And now, play ball. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sandberg is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sabo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Villanueva settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive towards short. Dunston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hector Villanueva is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dawson moves to third. Hector Villanueva is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Villanueva takes first base on ball four. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Neill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mariano Duncan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton bunts for a single. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground for a single. Walton moves to second. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive beyond short. Larkin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Walton scores. Sandberg moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Dawson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dawson. Oliver moves to second. Chris Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammond hits a pop-up beyond short. Dunston can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Oliver scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Hector Villanueva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Villanueva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Villanueva hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Scott reaches second base with a double. Dawson moves to third. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs won. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive beyond second. Sandberg can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg misplays the ball. That's an error on Sandberg. Larkin moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin moves to third. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walton strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hammond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hammond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a line drive beyond short. Dunston can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chris Sabo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hammond moves to second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Villanueva is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Villanueva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Villanueva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Morris reaches second base with a double. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Reds. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benzinger is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Benzinger hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mariano Duncan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hatcher now playing left field. Herm Winningham now playing center field. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards first. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chico Walker pinch hits for Rick Sutcliffe. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Sabo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Les Lancaster now pitching. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammond is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hammond strikes out. Norm Charlton pinch runs for Chris Hammond. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sabo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Dibble now pitching. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walton strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Sandberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grace hits a line drive beyond second. Duncan can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grace moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Bell moves to third. It's 4-2, Reds. Doug Dasson's O pinch runs for Andre Dawson. Hector Villanueva is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Dasson's O. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Dasson's O steals second. Hector Villanueva is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Villanueva is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Villanueva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Dasson's O now playing right field. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larkin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. One out. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Damon Berryhill now catching. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Neill is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morris is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dunston is 0-3 in the game. Dunston hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Dwight Smith pinch hits for Gary Scott. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Dunston. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Dunston steals second. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berryhill strikes out. Two outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Walton is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dunston scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sandberg is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sandberg strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.